You're listening to audio from the 2023 Liturgy Collective Conference, a gathering that fosters rest, connection, and growth for church musicians, pastors, and worshipers. For more information, visit liturgycollective.com.
Hey, how y'all doing? You've had a lot of content. Oh my goodness. Good content, beautiful singing. I'm floored. Wow. So we're going to talk about using the Psalms in liturgy, what I've done for many years now. I'm going to start off by saying, in Egeria's Pilgrimage, it's a historical document written by Egeria herself. It shows us her time spent in Jerusalem in the 380s, the earliest of its kind. In this account, she observes many liturgies and orders of worship that I would say reflect the liturgical Anglican, let's just also say the Presbyterian traditions, just for fun. As a chief musician myself, I noticed what was sung when studying her experience, and what struck me most was her consistent mention of psalm readings and antiphons and refrains. Sometimes the refrains would be sung after a series of parsed out readings, and sometimes the psalm refrains would be sung as the pilgrims walked from site to site in Jerusalem, worshiping the Lord as they went along the way. And music was part of the liturgy. So I have a confession to make. As a musician, it's always annoyed me when psalms have been read out loud during a service. Aren't they meant to be sung? Because the psalms reflect the full range of emotional experience for any human being who loves and serves the Lord, isn't it important to present the psalms in the way they were meant to be presented? Expressed. God loves emotion. Right? Wait, does God love emotion? God is emotional. I just released a full-length album on the book of Jeremiah. I don't recommend it because you will have a year from Sheol. I've had a really hard year. 8 of the songs are from God's emotional perspective. I am pretty convinced our emotions are a reflection of His, and through the Psalms, He gives us permission to explore those emotions in His safe arms. I'm so grateful for the sneaky book of Psalms. A collection of songs that consistently puzzle everyone. Hold on. God lets the psalmist say that? Those are fighting words. How dare the psalmist tell God what to do? How dare the psalmist complain before Him? The Psalms show us that God is in this mess with us. He's involved with the details. In a crisis, He's the first phone call. He gets the grittiest, most raw complaints and emotions in His face, and He does not strike the psalmist down. In fact, He puts those raw, immature, coarse, and sometimes enraged songs in His book to His beloved. Here is how you engage with me, God directs us. Here is how you sing the real songs. So I want to share with you what I've done for years in the Anglican Church. I've been told by many it's their favorite part of the service. And I think it's their favorite part for the same reasons it's my favorite part. It is the time when we're given permission to be real, to apply our hearts to a little song that may speak to us, or it may just speak to the person next to us, and we can take the moment and carry each other. As an Anglican, I can say freely that the lectionary in the Book of Common Prayer is lacking because it leaves out some of the lament psalms that need to be sung. So this is where you, as Presbyterians and non-Anglicans, okay, can do better. Sing them all. Let the words of the psalmist shock, annihilate, distress, make you uncomfortable. Let the very realness of our God challenge you with the realness of the human experience. Let it be refreshing for those who walk through the doors of your churches that the holiest of gods will receive the most authentic of feelings, ugly or beautiful or in between. I worship a God who demonstrates wrath at abuse and sorrow at infidelity in the book of Jeremiah. I worship a God who was jealous for the love and attention of his people, who he bought with a price, who he longs to be with. All emotions, negative or positive, attached. That is the God I love. The God who delights in me and gives me permission to express those emotions in church. Through the Psalms. Praise God Almighty for that. Now, having said all that, I'm going to show you how I do it. I write a refrain based on the Psalm of the day for Sunday, and I teach it to the congregation on the spot. So no musical notes, just short-term memory, which is a beautiful thing, and a lot like Egeria experienced in Jerusalem. It's truly the work of the people. So I'm going to give you a quick dip into what I do. Thank you. So you can take this home and emulate it if you want, if you like it. Or if you're a pastor and you have no idea, have your chief musician contact me. I'll help him out. I'm going to look at Psalm 137. I'm going to teach you a refrain. I'm going to sing it first, and then you can sing it after me.
Restore us, restore us, restore us, restore us, restore.
By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there we hung up our lyres, for there our captors required of us songs, and our tormentors mirth, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy.
Restore us, restore.
Remember, O Lord, against the Edomites, the day of Jerusalem, how they said, lay it bare, down to its foundations. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to be destroyed, blessed shall he be who repays you with what you have done to us. Blessed shall he be who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rock.
Sing through Psalm 49. Ben Bannister, we still need to finish writing that psalm based on this one. That's how it goes.
Why should I feel?
Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom. The meditation of my heart shall be understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will solve my riddle to the music of the lyre. Why should I fear in times of trouble when the iniquity of those who cheat me surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches.
Why should I
ransom another, or give to God the price of his life. For the ransom of their life is costly and can never suffice, that he should live on forever and never see the pit. For he sees that even the wise die, the fool and the stupid alike must perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling places to all generations, though they called lands by their own names. Man in his pomp will not remain. He is like the beasts that perish.
Why should I fear?
This is the path of those who have foolish confidence. Yet after them, people approve of their boasts. Like sheep, they are appointed for Sheol. Death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall rule over them in the morning. Their form shall be consumed in Sheol, with no place to dwell. But God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me.
Why should I fear?
Be not afraid when a man becomes rich, when the glory of his house increases. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not go down after him. For though while he lives, he counts himself blessed, and though you get praise when you do well for yourself, his soul will go to the generation of his fathers, who will never again see light. Man in his pomp, yet without understanding, is like the beasts that perish.
To share Psalm 147. I know I'm a sad kind of girl, but this one's happier. So it goes like this.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, thanksgiving. Make melody to
praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, thanksgiving. Make melody to our God, to
sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, thanksgiving. Make melody to our God, to our God.
Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord.
Sing to the
Thank you.